27 today, huh?
You probably want to sit down and watch it.
I could sit right here.
Yeah. Just in the front way.
We should all get closer together, yeah. So all of our voices can get on too.
Maybe if we put one of these out. Is that all right?
Sure.
And if you sat over here, because we needed to pick up our questions.
Oh, yeah.
We could do a separate tape of you.
It doesn't make any difference. I just made it going so I didn't have to run over again. I guess we wanted to ask you about each building kind of separately, find out what it was used for and what it's used for now. And if you know anything about when it was built or who built it, that would also be good.
No, we wouldn't know.
Oh, the milk house and the pig pen.
That we built it.
The
pig pen and the milk house, yeah. We did that.
Now, which one is the pig pen and which one is
the pig pen is that tall one over there.
Oh, the one made out of logs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
That part.
But now we...
Right. It's attached to the barn.
Right.
So that's to the north of the... Yeah.
Yeah.
The barn.
And the milk house is your right here in front.
Cement
here.
Block.
The cement block one. Right.
I see. So, do you still keep pigs in there? Or
no.
How long has it been since you had pigs?
Oh.
10 years.
Well, easy 10 years.
How long have you been living here?
34 years. 1st of June.
First of June. And you bought it from Frank Lee?
From Frank Lee, right.
Uh-huh. I see. When you had pigs here, how about how many did you have like at one time?
Oh.
10 sows?
Yeah.
10, 12 sows. Mm-hmm.
So did you use that meat just for your own consumption or did you sell any of it?
We used to sell young pigs.
I see. Mm-hmm. Where did you sell those?
Oh, we sell it to some...
Buyers
that comes around.
Oh, just individual.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember slaughtering your own pigs?
Yeah, we used to. You know, he did.
Maybe if you're gonna.
Yeah, maybe.
You come here. Come here.
We're not gonna catch your voice if you bring a chair over here. Maybe.
Take that chair.
Oh.
Well, you know more about me than pigs.
When you slaughtered the pigs, where on the property here did you do it?
Right here.
Right here? Out on the grass or in some building?
Sometimes it'd be inside the garage.
Oh, I see.
And when it was too warm, you'd put it right inside. Oh, yeah.
In back of the brewer house.
Back of the brewer
house.
Yeah. Right there. Mm-hmm. Any place where it was nice and cheap.
Yeah.
Could you describe like the process that you used for slaughtering pigs? Like, you know, step by step what you did when you were slaughtering the pig?
I had a rifle, it shouldn't have been.
Then you gotta scrape it, put warm water on them. And then you gotta scrape them.
Put hot water on them. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Take the hair out, you know.
Yeah.
And then when you was all done with that, well.
Cut them up with an axe,
you know.
Did you use every part of the pig? Like, did you catch the blood and use the brains?
No,
that would throw that away. I couldn't ever eat that.
Oh, couldn't you? Did you use the brain at all?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, brain, yeah.
You used the brain?
The brain, yeah. The brain, we like that.
What did you do with it?
Cook it.
Mm-hmm.
Cook it with butter. That was really good.
The
kidneys I didn't like.
Hmm. So it just depends mostly on what you like to eat. Did you use it just for your family here then?
Yeah, just our family here.
The people who did catch the blood and use it, what do they use it for?
Blood sausage.
Oh, is that made with pork and?
With beef.
With beef.
Oh, with
you
beef.
Can do it with beef too.
Sure.
You don't like it?
No,
is it made? I guess I don't know what the ingredients are in blood sausage.
They use just the blood.
Well, maybe they got some
blood and onions, and I don't know what they put in there.
And how did then that?
Maybe bread.
I don't know. Bread, I guess they put in there, and eggs, I guess.
Yeah, it solidifies that.
Yeah, something like that. I couldn't eat that. This sister brought me one can. I could never eat that.
You didn't like the way it tasted?
Mm-mm. Even though it take a blood, I couldn't even eat it.
How did you prepare the pork that you got from your cows? Or your
pigs? Oh, used to make some ribs and pork shoulder. Used to make ham with that.
Did you ever can any of it?
Oh, yes. That was good.
How was that done? We wanted to get down and tape the precise, as close as you can get.
Well, we used to slice our meat real fine, and then we'd cook them. We had one of those stoves, you know, that with those you know, a wood stove, you know, flat top. They would put 2-3 pans of and on top of it to cook them, you know, and then we put some in the oven too, you know, and we turn them over, you know, cook one side, turn them over, and then we used to put them in the crock jars, and then we keep on putting some the grease on it, till it was filled, you know. So we sometimes we fill 10 gallon crock jar, and we fill up with grease, and then in summer we all we had to do is go and get it there, and put it in our pan. The lard would seal the meat.
I see. So was it a layer of pork and a layer of grease and
a layer of pork? Yeah. Well, see, no. We put a layer of pork, and then when we're all done filling up our jar, we filled up with...
Well, the grease was on the top.
Yeah, we put the grease on top.
Uh-huh. And where did you store those?
In the cellar.
Did you have a special room for storing?
No. Just put it there in the cellar. Yeah, just where it's cool, because we got a we got a stone floor.
Oh, a stone
floor. Oh, yeah, that's all.
It's about 5-6 feet of ground, and then it's solid rock.
When they put the sump pump here, it took them 3 days to make a little hole to put the sump pump in.
Well, they drilled that well there. It took them 3 weeks.
3 weeks to drill
it. Which well was that? The new one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how about here?
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
160 feet.
Is that just this property, or is all the property in the area like this?
Well... I'd say most of it, I guess. I think around here is most of it stony. I'm telling you, when it takes 3 days to make a hole to put a sump pump in, all they could get is little chips, huh? Just little chips. Bang and chips.
What kind of rock is that, I wonder? Was it the same rock they made the house out of, I wonder?
No. Well, Benny's heart is that kind of rock.
Yeah.
It's more like shattered rock. Well, it's solid too. Well, I mean, it wouldn't be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wouldn't be able to cut this one anyways.
Mm.
I was going to ask you if you ever salted any of your pork too.
Oh, yes.
What was the procedure for that?
Well, you put, I think you got to make your brine that it holds an egg, huh? Salt
that
it holds an egg, you know. And when it holds an egg, then you're...
If it floats an egg.
If it floats an egg, yeah. Put enough salt in it,
strong enough
that it holds an egg. Then you can salt your meat.
Holds you just an egg uncracked, right?
Right on in there, and if the salt, you know, if there's enough salt, well, it will keep the egg up.
Salt and water.
Yeah, water and salt, you know. Yeah, so much water and so much salt. And it was good.
Mm. So then,
if that egg goes down,
then you can't eat it like that. You had to boil it, you know, boil the salt out to eat it, you know.
To eat the pork.
Oh, yes.
Well,
oh,
that was just to preserve it?
Yeah. Well, we didn't have no freezers in those days. You couldn't find a freezer, no refrigerator, no nothing, no. So we had to do that, salt all our pork, or cook it.
Did you put any salt directly on the meat itself, or did you just soak it in this brine?
We soak it in the brine.
No, just make the brine.
We make the brine and throw them in.
See, was that in jars too?
In those big crock jars.
What were those made of? Stone.
Stones. They had some 20s and 30s gallon, you know.
Yeah.
20 and 30 gallons, and we pulled that in there, you know.
Do you have any of those around anymore?
Well, I got a 20, or 10.
Do you use it?
Oh, yeah. Use it to, in the winter, I use it to put my bread in. No, not for me. We don't put the meat now. We got a freezer.
Yeah.
Put them in the freezer now. But in those days, we didn't have no freezers.
Yeah.
It was hard, you know. At times, you go and get some fish, fishing, and couldn't even put it in.
Did you fish much?
Oh, yeah, I did a lot of fishing.
Was it hook and line? Or?
Hook and line and net. We used to fish smelts 1 year. We used to catch it on the night, overnight.
You fish smelt, and was that right here? Where in the area was
it? Right on the bay.
On the bay.
That's many years back.
Did you smoke your fish at all?
Well, suckers, yeah, but not smelt.
No.
Just suckers.
Did you?
For them.
Did you ever have a smokehouse around on this property?
No.
And it's also
at your house.
Yeah, no, no.
Not here.
We fixed up the smokehouse and ran a cement pipe for the cement chimney. But not all finished that.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's right.
No.
Oh, the smokehouse is still standing?
Oh, yeah. Now they use it to burn papers. Well, they can use it yet for smoking, you know.
Yeah.
But all they have to do is take. But they gotta make a fire underneath, anyways. Mm-hmm. No. Will be coffee. I got that darn tickled in the throat. Mm-hmm.
Okay, could you tell us again how you happened to come here? You said when you first married, you lived with your parents?
2 years.
2 years.
2 years. Mm-hmm. And was it after that you came here?
Yeah. After 2 years, then we bought the place here.
1st of June.
1st of June.
Well, Irvin was born in 41, huh?
I was in 42 or 43.
42.
Where did the LeGraves go at that time?
They moved in buses.
Oh, they moved into town. They quit farming?
Mm-hmm.
You know where Buses Meat Market is?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, it's right on this side. Wait.
No.
South of the...
Oh, you know where it was called? Telephone, Buses Telephone?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Such a cool. And when I'm warm, like this is worse.
How was this place different when you first came?
Well, when we first came there, then the porch wasn't enclosed. That was an open porch.
There was no milk
house. The milk cows, the pigs were on one side and milk cow on the other side. And in back of the brooder house, there was a stand, and we had our milk cans on top of there.
Oh.
And our milkers. That's how they operate. And we had to put our milk where the pigs were on the other side. And that wasn't good.
Why not?
Well, you're not supposed to have the pigs where you put your milk. Oh. The pigs are on the other side.
The wall, yes,
and you know that thing with the piss from the pig would come in the milk house. So we had, not too often, but once in a while. So we had to do a change.
Yeah, had they had it that way for a long time?
I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
They lived like that all their life, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The years back, they didn't care. They wouldn't
know as much about it.
I don't know. Well, they weren't as strict as they are now either, no. Would be now if you'd ever do that. Oh boy, you get your milk rejected right away.
So what year was it then that you made a change there?
Well, 2 years after we were here.
Okay.
That being 45.
And when did you enclose the porch?
That's about... we have a few, should almost look it over. Oh yeah. Yeah, about that. About 15 years.
About 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Was this summer kitchen always attached to the building like this?
Right.
Yeah. It was.
Mm-hmm.
They put a different
ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like this one. Yeah, yeah.
Was there ever an outdoor oven near the summer kitchen anywhere, or even on the property anywhere?
Outdoor oven? No.
Yeah.
Not here.
Not here. Well, I know where there's one.
Where's that?
Walter Green.
Where
still
is it?
Up there.
You take the second route from this, from the left,
mm-hmm.
and you go a little ways down the hill, and then there's Sandra, well, the house trailer, then there's Uncle Frank, huh? And then there's Edward, his folks, and that'd be the fourth house.
You go up to that
fourth house.
Where they got that cement chip.
You can see it from the road.
That's where I was for.
Yeah.
Downhill.
And then... it's the farmer right next to, down below.
So what's the name of that road, that little road that's up, it's on? It's a town road or something, isn't it?
It comes there.
I don't think there's no names.
Yeah.
Like in Door County, there's a lot of names.
Yeah.
But around here, around Lincoln, I don't think there's any needs. I don't see none anyway.
Yeah, we can probably find it. They're here to get this one through. Well, there's something about the mother from the corner here.
And the clotheslines were not there. They were put right here.
They
were put right here underneath the
house.
Yeah, they were put underneath where the yard light is now. That's where the clotheslines were.
I see. And you didn't like them there.
It wasn't the iron post either.
And there was no iron post, it's just some wood posts.
I see.
And then they had those pipes running from that old well where I showed you there.
Mm-hmm.
On top water this pipes, yeah. Water pipes would run on top of the shed here and then go on to the barn.
Oh, wait, they ran on top of the
summer kitchen. On top of the summer kitchen.
I wonder why, because they would do that.
They would have had to turn around there.
Years ago, they didn't have the water system.
No, no water system, so they had a gas.
I mean, why they lifted up above the house?
They had to turn around the house.
Yeah.
The well was on the other side.
The well was on the other side, see? They would have had to turn around this way, you know? So they put up a big post there, you know, and then run the pipes. Then they had one more post there.
That heavy weight?
Two, three posts, yeah. Oh, but that was a mess. In winter they freeze, then they crack, you know, and then they're dripping all over. And that was a job that year. That was on Thanksgiving. It started freezing. Oh, it took us all day to untaw the pipes.
When did you change that?
Oh, yeah, it's about the same time as our porch.
Bread that smells good.
Yeah, and just put him in there.
And there was always a stove in the summer kitchen.
We used that old one outside. That used to be my kitchen. Yeah, that used to bake bread in there. But there was one before that, yet.
The one back in the summer kitchen.
Yeah.
Now, was that in the kitchen?
This one wasn't here.
It was right in here.
Yeah. This one was not in there. It was in the living room. This one.
Oh, this is just a space heater. Like
This is a wood one now. So then I took that one out because it was a combination. It was a dirty stove, you know, and everything would fall on the floor and all that, you know. And it wasn't easy stove, and it wasn't doing any good here. It wasn't warming up the place very good, see. So we put this one in. Or else I had that one through canning. But see, we didn't have no water system in here, and you have to be running away in the kitchen all the time, come back. I said, I don't want it no more. We threw it out, and I do my canning in the house. It's too much running.
So that one you don't use at all?
No. Just use it to put junks in. Put my tools in for garden. That's all I use it for.
Is there anything else in the basement that's
large? Well, there's a sump pump in there since I'm here.
Yeah, we put the sump pump.
That was the first year. First and second year.
When we were here, there was no sump pump. The water was running out through the window.
Mm. Do you have a cistern at all?
No cistern here. No.
They need a cistern. After a big rain, you want to
go down
there.
Yeah, you use hip boots to go downstairs.
Oh, no.
One year we didn't know that, huh? We had some apples. We had put some apples in there, you know, we didn't know it, huh? And when we went in the morning, and potatoes too, they were all floating up.
Did that ruin them?
It didn't ruin them, but we had to go.
Yeah, pick them all up.
All over the cellar. Oh, was that a mess, you? Oh, I tell you. I know they used to. How many times we took pails and threw it outside?
Yeah, there was too much.
There was too much water. Oh, then we had to go and get a sump pump.
We pumped them out today.
One time it pumped for how many hours? 6 hours without stopping, the sump pump. Two of them.
I wonder if that's because there's so much rock here that the water doesn't sink down into the ground.
That could be, I don't know.
Those stones, you know, that mortar mix is getting out, you know, you get a little crack here and there.
Yeah, what we got to do is try.
And it's just like you see those stones, the water don't go down, it stays up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all stones, eh? That's why, see, it hasn't got no chance of going out.
What year was this house built in?
1877, eh?
Yeah.
I think it's on the front of the...
Yeah, it's in the corner. Yeah.
Right in the corner, you can see it's graved right in the stones. Right at the corner, 1877, I'm sure, because it's going to be 100 years next year.
What about some of these other buildings on the farm? This building right to the
this one
north
here?
Of the house.
That's a shop.
Shop.
I got a
What do you mean by shop?
A couple of tractors.
Oh, these to work.
Blacksmith
shop in there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Was there an actual blacksmith that worked in there, or did you use it for your own personal?
We wouldn't know if there was any before we our time.
Oh.
I know Frank used to work in there.
Some of it was taken apart by the time we come here. Years back.
Yeah. And then that little thing there, that's a brooder house.
Yeah.
And in front over there, in front of the barn, that's the chicken coop. It used to be chicken coop.
Yeah, in front of the
barn. Oh,
over
there. The barn, the big building that runs north and south there, that has a chicken coop on the south side.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
Is that a barn or is that a thresh floor?
That's
2 miles in the
thresh floor.
Two miles on either side.
Was a chicken coop like that when you came?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing, they didn't have the tin around. We put the tin around.
Why did you do that?
Why we put that? It was too cold for the chickens.
Was it log underneath there?
No, the board.
Just boards like you see on the outside. The
yeah, that's all. Like, just like there, like we see here. That it was too cold for the chickens in there. Water would freeze.
So we put the foundation. The foundation now also on it. The foundation.
Yeah, we put the foundation on there. There was no foundation on there.
The inside.
And then we put tin inside.
Mm-hmm. And then we put tin on the outside.
Yeah.
And inside too.
Yeah, it's got a lot of windows on the south side of the
region. Yeah. Our boy knocked it out all the way. That was all nice windows. And I suppose we weren't using chicken no more. He used BB gun, bang on them.
Why is it that chickens need so much light?
Well, they like to scratch. And then they like to scratch in front, like, you know, sun shines, you know. And they scratch for their eats.
Vitamin D,
I suppose, for their eggs,
vitamin
huh?
D for the eggs.
And you can see when the sun was shining, all the chickens were at the window. They just loved that sun.
So are most chicken coops facing so that you get more sun? Would you get more sun?
Mm-hmm.
Is this southern exposure?
And that's why our brewer also is like that too, for the chicks. Mm-hmm. And we had two little windows there for the chicks.
Uh-huh.
Well, then when down below there, and then we took them off. No, we didn't leave them on. They keep bringing them anyways.
Okay. Now the other side of the barn, the one that runs east and west, was that the cow barn?
Yeah.
What are the different sections of that now? I see that there's two log sections and two wooden sections.
That used to be a horse barn years back.
Which section? The most westerly section?
Yeah, the one at the end.
We kept the heifers in that part. We had the west.
Yeah, but Frank LaGrave used to have horses.
Then next to it was horse barn.
Yeah, horse barn, yeah.
Okay.
I mean that part at the end.
Yeah.
We kept heifers in there.
We kept heifers in
there.
The first one.
Way at the far end.
At the far end.
So those two buildings used to be separate?
Yeah.
They didn't work together like
that? No.
I see.
And then this one here is the cow barn here, where you got the three doors.
The one there
on this side, by the milk house here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a little section in there where you store
the hay?
We throw the hay down.
Yeah, throw down the hay down from the mouth, from in that middle one.
So you call that a mow?
Mow, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What were the roofs on those before they were tin?
Ah.
Wood shingles?
Yeah.
It flew away from the wind. The wind took it down, not that our time, but when Frank was here.
Oh yeah, well, there's shingle underneath the tin.
Yeah, I know.
In what year did you build that heifer place where you keep the heifers at the west side?
Oh.
Just approximately.
10, 12 years ago.
10 or 12 years ago.
Oof.
Hmm?
Oh boy, you. Yeah, that wind is getting sharp.
Yeah.
What about the building that's to the north of the brooder house there, that one with the shingles on it?
That's a granary.
That's where we keep the boards.
Mm-hmm. I have to make sure that this is...
Why don't you bring that over here so we can get track of it?
I don't know how far it goes.
There's enough.
No, that's okay. I just want... You can leave it on. I just wanted to make sure that we still have it. We're out of time. tape. Sometimes that happens.
Okay. Was the granary here already?
What?
Was the granary here already? Then
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing, we made a door in here. That sliding door there, they put that up last year.
Otherwise, there was no door?
No.
What is that section to the east? Oh, yeah, east of the granary there. That kind of.
That we with the door, you mean?
Well,
we got our bin in there.
We got the granary.
Green bin and our mowers.
So the whole building is the granary. There are actually sheds outside.
Yeah. That used to be all the granary, but then that piece that we tear it down. And we made a thing to put the bin in on the site. See, this wall here was good yet, but all the other walls weren't good no more, so we teared it down and we put up.
So you tore down that whole eastern section?
Yeah.
Oh, it was all rotten out. Yeah, you put a new roof in. It was all caved in like this.
What about the garden? Is that in the same place it always was?
No.
Where did it used to be?
Right there.
Used to be just
right by the road, that used to be my garden.
It used to be just to the east of the house?
Yeah, right where it is now, where the potatoes are now.
Oh, I see.
Up to the tree, that used to be my garden, up to the big tree.
So you've made it a lot bigger.
And yeah, then I extended, there was all trees here. So we plowed them, we took the trees down and hook up all the roots with the tractor. And we made a garden, so I put my raspberries and my strawberries in my garden.
Yeah, you've really got a big garden now. What do you do with all those potatoes?
Oh, well.
You
eat them.
You eat those all yourself? You don't sell any?
Oh, sometimes. We sell some. Depends how much we get.
You
not too
eat,
often.
Eat them all winter, then?
Oh, yeah. And we give some to the kids, you know.
I see.
We got three of them married, you know.
Yeah, so you give them to your family.
Sure. Yeah. And we eat quite a bit, too, because we got a boy here and he likes potatoes. Holy crumbs. Oh, I'm telling you, Evie, I said, how many potatoes do you want on your plate? Oh, six, seven, and a thick plate. And he smashes it with butter in it.
Well, if they're fresh, they're good.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, pretty soon you're going to take them out of their mind. They're all ripe.
I think I'm just going to turn this over.
Yeah.